L.A. City and police officials today announced some striking crime statistics for last year that show the lowest number of murders in the city since 1966. Mayor Eric Garcetti and Police Chief Charlie Beck called some of the drops in crime historic. Here's Chief Beck today.
You have to go back to 1949 to find a year that was safer in the city of Los Angeles.
Here's Mayor Garcetti today.
LAPD now works with communities and not against them.
Now, the decline is not unique to Los Angeles. Crime's been dropping on a national scale as well over the past 5, 10, 15 years. Kevin Roderick is here with LA Observe to talk about it. Hey, Kevin.
Hi, Steve.
Now, the biggest number that's being lauded by officials, city officials, is the 251 homicides that occurred last year. Of course, we don't want one homicide, but 251 in a city of 4 million people, they're really just looking at this as an enormous difference that's been made just in the past few years.
That's pretty good. And if you look back even to just 20 years ago when there was, you know, around 1,000 murders a year in Los Angeles, it's a huge difference. And of course, it trickles all the way down to all the other levels of crime. There's less rape, there's less assault with a deadly weapon, there's less robbery, less burglary. And, it's one of the happiest things about being a politician these days is you get to announce every year the drop in crime. And it's not, like you said, it's not just in Los Angeles. It's basically in every big city in America that the mayor gets to come out and say this. And, it's the first time for Garcetti, and good luck to him, because at some point it's going to turn around and these politicians are not going to be able to do this.
Certainly we hope not, but yes, right. I mean, there is a pendulum swing on these things, unfortunately.
It does seem to be, sure. Yeah. I mean, demographics drives a lot of it. There's other things at work, certainly. The Los Angeles Police Department is larger than it used to be. It has a better relationship with the community than it used to. They are applying sort of more statistical methods to what they do. And there's a lot of people in prison. You know, there's a record number of people locked away in prison. But, to some degree, these things are demographic and cyclical. And you're starting to see crime rates start to trickle up in certain parts of the country, even certain parts of Los Angeles County. Things are starting to level off or go back up. And I hate to say it, but I think it's probably inevitable that it's going to happen.
Yeah, as I mentioned, the pendulum swing. But it's interesting because the prison population, you talked about the prison population is up, but we also know that a lot of lower-level criminals are being released as part of the prison reduction campaign, right, that's been going on.
Absolutely. And there was a lot of fear, especially in law enforcement circles, that kind of the prison realignment where prisoners were being sent from the state prisons back to local jails or released early was going to lead to an uptick in crime. At least the early statistics say that those fears were a little bit overheated, and thankfully that hasn't been seen yet.
Former Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa famously wanted to bring the police officer number in L.A. to 10,000, right? And he did it. He did that. Is that what helped?
I think everything helped, but that was just became a very symbolic goal for the Villaraigosa administration. Let's get to 10,000. And he expended a lot of political capital and budget capital to get there, to get to 10,000. In the end, does it matter a whole lot? I don't think so. I think it's part, though, being able to say that Los Angeles was, which was always historically under-policed. If you compare our population to New York's and a lot of other cities, we had way below what would you consider to be even the average number of police officers per resident. And so getting to 10,000 was an attempt to sort of straighten that out and make L.A. a place that just feels more comfortable. And, response times have been dropping. People, when they're out on the street, I think people feel safer. And you see it in things like public gatherings in areas where people didn't used to gather and more use of public transit. I think if the crime rates were what they were 10 or 15 years ago, you would not see people adopting public transit like they are today.
To be continued, Kevin Roderick with L.A. Observe. Kevin, thanks.
Thank you, Steve.